WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Two-time Oscar winner Gene Hackman is dead. The Santa Fe County, New Mexico sheriff says they conducted a welfare check at Hackman's home Wednesday and found the 95-year-old along with his wife, Betsy Arakawa, and their dog. The office says foul play is not suspected. A Trump administration plan to hold off foreign aid is still ongoing, says ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
At issue, nearly $2 billion in foreign aid payments the administration has frozen. A lower court judge ordered the government to unfreeze those payments by midnight last night. But an order from Chief Justice John Roberts has now pushed back the deadline so the justices can consider the case.
A new White House memo directs federal agencies to prepare for large-scale reductions in staff. President Trump plans to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky in Washington tomorrow to sign a minerals deal, giving the U.S. access to Ukrainian resources. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. The state's public health veterinarian says Trump administration actions are concerning as bird flu continues to spread across the country. In a newsmaker's interview with the Wisconsin Eye, Dr. Darlene Conkle says there's been unease over communications pauses between the CDC and their state and local partners. Sheriffs across Wisconsin would need to seek proof of citizenship from individuals arrested for a felony under a bill that had a public hearing in the Capitol Wednesday. Under the bill, if a sheriff fails to notify ICE that an individual can't verify citizenship, the county government would lose 15% of its revenue from the state. And a Partyville man faces his 14th drunk driving charge. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office says when the 69-year-old man was pulled over Monday in the town of Lowville for an equipment violation, a deputy noted the driver was possibly impaired. He also didn't have a valid driver's license.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning. The wind will back off and the sun will come out later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 40s. Tonight, 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy. We'll get to 50 around midday with temperatures falling through the afternoon. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is sweet and savory with just a hint of smoke. It's amazing. Order some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 98.7 Max FM. Good Thursday morning, 7:04 Muir Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. We do have two school delays reported north of the listening area. Adams Friendship and Westfield schools are delayed by 2 hours. Those are the reports of delays in the area at this point in time. All the information is also on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. Again, Adams and Westfield schools delayed by 2 hours. Here's Earth, Wind, and Fire on Max FM.
Let's go!
90s, and more.
Max FM.
Saw him dancing there by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? And next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
The fourth Thursday of every February.
I hope you like chili.
I really hope this is chili.
Grab a spoon. Today is National Chili Day.
National Chili Day.
Chili, 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 chili.
The chili.
Chili is nature's chillaxative.
Chili, chili.
Happy Chili Day.
It's showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:12 on Thursday morning. We do have two school delays to report. Adams Friendship and Westfield schools are delayed by 2 hours this morning due to some icy conditions in that area. Again, Adams Friendship and Westfield schools are delayed by 2 hours due to icy conditions in that area. Fog overnight caused a little bit of black ice in that area. I know this morning when I stepped outside the studio, there was also some black ice on the sidewalks. Please be careful as you're out and about this morning. We will take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, mostly cloudy, a high of 42. We're going to see north winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy and windy with a low of 31. Friday, it's going to be partly sunny. We're looking at a high near 50. We're going to see temperatures start to drop throughout the afternoon. We will see gusty winds again and a slight chance of rain in the afternoon as well. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 19. It'll be blustery with winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. That's going to be the theme for today and tomorrow. Saturday, cooling down, mostly sunny with a high of 30. Sunday, sunny with a high of 37. Looking ahead to next week, we're looking at highs near 50 again. Currently 35 degrees outside the Max FM studios, Emily.
Yes, it is. That's quite a weather forecast. That's kind of all over the place.
Yeah, it is, and it was kind of this morning. We had a little bit of fog early in the morning. We actually had a dense fog advisory for this area until 3 a.m. that came out like around midnight last night, and so that fog caused a little bit of chaos, obviously, north of here. So everything is on schedule in this area, though, so if you're not on your way to school for kids, yeah, best get moving.
That was a little moment of Dave Grant momming everyone or dadding everyone on the air there. Everybody get up. It's time to get going for school.
Yes, it is. And so that was something I want to make sure we passed along. Now, I mentioned this to start my show this morning and before we were up and wide awake this morning, but I do want to talk about this again and talk a little bit further more with Emily this morning as well and with all of our listeners. Overnight, we learned that legendary actor Gene Hackman passed away, and this was a shock to me this morning to wake up, and this was the first thing I heard, saw, and I had to go double-check it to make sure I was seeing things correctly. Police in Santa Fe, New Mexico confirmed late last night that the bodies of Gene, his wife Betsy Arkawa, and their dog had been found inside their home yesterday. No foul play is suspected, and no cause of death has been announced. Gene had just turned 95 last month, and this stemmed from a welfare check being requested on their home, and then that's when they found this situation had occurred. So we're definitely very sad to hear that this morning, and I mean, Gene Hackman's been in a lot of movies, Emily.
Absolutely, yeah, I was a big fan of his, so yeah, this is the first thing that came across my knowledge this morning as well, and I was really stunned and really sad. I really, really liked him as an actor, and the story is just kind of, I don't know how to feel about it yet. We just don't have any information, and you know, he was 95. He did so much in his life. He will definitely be missed, and I'm not sure how to really feel about this except for just, it's just a sad way to wake up when someone you've grown up watching in the movies is suddenly gone and as a surprise, you know?
Yeah, it very much is a surprise. I mean, I remember watching him initially in Hoosiers. He was Coach Norman Dale in that. And that was really the first thing I remember watching him in. And then, of course, one of my favorite movies is The Firm. And that's John Grisham-based novel. Tom Cruise is in it. A very, very good movie. I mean, that is one of my go-to movies. I really enjoy it. And then he had an interesting role in Enemy of the State. He was Brill in Enemy of the State. And that was a very well-written movie, very well played by him, Will Smith. And his role as Brill in that movie was just genius. I was amazed by him in that movie. It just, he had every aspect of that character just down perfectly. And at the end of the movie, he disappears and then he's hacked into Will Smith's house, shows up on his TV, and it just, he was on a beach somewhere, and it was a good movie. And
brilliant.
The other one that was one of the Runaway Jury, again, in our John Grisham one, that was one of my favorites. And then Welcome to Mooseport.
Human role. That.
You've got to watch that one. Oh, my goodness.
Sounds like a comedy from the giggling in the background here.
It is. He was a retired U.S. president after two terms, and he returns to his hometown of Mooseport, Maine, and he decides to run for mayor against the local candidate, and it was Ray Romano that played beside him in that movie. Absolutely
nice.
Hilarious with those two in that movie. I mean, it was great.
I'll have to make sure to watch that. He's typically in these type of like suspense kind of bad guy or questionably bad guy, not really sure where he, you know, how bad he is his characters, right? So I don't know that I've seen him in a comedy, so I'll have to check that out. So I'm sure a lot of people today will be, you know, streaming or finding old movies that he was in. You know, obviously The Unforgiven, he won an Oscar for. I mean, he just, you knew he was one of those actors that you knew if he was in the movie, it was going to be good, like real good. You know, like he did not take roles that weren't probably going to be you know, huge hits and or just well-received movies from either like amazing books or just incredible storylines or screenplays. So, yeah, that there's not a lot of actors who you can just be like, oh, they're in it? Of course I'll see it. You know, and he kind of one of those was one of those actors. And he really got into his parts. And you, I mean, he was just a joy to watch on the big screen. So he definitely will be missed. And it is a weird piece of news to wake up to, you know.
I mean, it definitely is
a very long life, and I'm happy to see that. You know, 95 years doing what he loved, right?
Well, that's exactly it. And some of the movies, like you mentioned, that he was very well known for, were not the ones I mentioned. Those were just ones I was familiar with. You had mentioned Unforgiven, The Conversation, The Royal Tenenbaums, and The French Connection. Those were probably the four that he was most known for. And so that was the movies that really set him out, but any movie that he was in was just fantastic. I think he was in like 101 movies or something along those lines. Wow. And TV shows and various things. So that's a lot of things to star in and be part of. I mean, it's something to have that type of role and to be doing it for that long and to be that good at what he did. That's a part that I always liked about him. And just the character, he played it so well. I mean, he even had a comedic part in Young Frankenstein. I mean, So, I mean, that is just, you know, you look at how that all comes about, and it's just, he was, he kind of retired basically in his 70s when he was all said and done, and he was really out of the limelight after that as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think, what do I know? I'm not a movie star, but, you know, if you put in that much time and did that much solid work, it makes sense to me that you let yourself retire from it, right? I mean, that's some seriously high demanding lifestyle and work. So especially if you're perceived as someone who always does such a high caliber job on the screen that like there's no dialing it in. You're not just going to show up and, you know, have a so-so day at work. You're going to go all in or not go, right? So, I mean, I'm sure he was exhausted and ready to be done and, you know, good for him. Some people I feel like, you know, take it to the end and maybe needed to take a break. And he definitely chose well.
He did, and that was the thing. And so, yeah, I was definitely very sad to wake up to that, but we definitely wanted to talk about that this morning as well. So definitely our thoughts and prayers are obviously with all of his family, and we're definitely thinking about them today. So, Emily, you're going to be back with us at 7:40. We're going to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it.
I am looking forward to it as well. If you know someone that's celebrating, text us into us, 608-355-9970. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Dave Grant, station manager for 99.7 Max FM. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant. I'm joined by the ladies from 12 Salon. I have Heather and Dolly with me today. How are the two of you doing today?
We're doing really good.
Yes, we're doing great.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We want to take a moment and talk about 12 Salon and how you guys help out in the community. And what is your involvement in the Baraboo area?
We try and do different things in the community to help a couple different organizations. We definitely work with the homeless shelter here, and we do haircuts for them when they have people staying there. They just give us a call and let us know that somebody needs a haircut. So they come on over to the salon, and we do our best to take good care of them.
As well as working with the schools. If there's someone in need, we want the school getting a hold of us, and we try to do the haircuts for children in need as well. We've also donated a few lunches.
Yes, we've done that. We also do a back to school cut like every year. And this last year, we did over 100 haircuts for students and got them ready for school.
And they definitely appreciate that. And it's such a need in this community. Another need that we do have in this community is the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry. And that's why you're here today, is we're working with them to help support them after they've got moved into their new location. And why is Beyond Blessed Food Pantry so important to this area?
Well, I know from dealing with different people in our community, there is a need for, obviously, everybody has to eat, and they do a lot to help feed the families in need here.
We're so blessed and thankful for how much the community has supported us since we've been open. So it's just the right thing to do to make sure we support these other organizations.
We want to give back.
Yeah, absolutely. And nobody should go hungry. So the one great thing I do love about Beyond Blessed is that no questions asked. Anybody can go. You can go on Wednesdays, pick up a meal for your family. There's no judgment, and that's just a wonderful.
And I think that's exactly it. There's no judgment. It's not just about Baraboo, right? It's about the whole area. People can come from anywhere. They don't ask where you're from and say, oh, you can't be here. They help anybody in need, right? That's the important part of this as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Agreed.
And we thank you both for being involved in our community. We really appreciate everything that 12 Salon does in the community to help our community and support our community. Is there anything the two of you would like to add today?
Come see us. We're super fun.
Yes, we are.
I can definitely attest to that. They are definitely fun. You guys are great to work with. We appreciate you being here. And thank you for your support as well. I hope you both have a wonderful rest of the day.
You as well.
Thank you so much. This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The NFL is exploring options to make regular season overtime more competitive. I'm Bill Scott with sports. League executive Troy Vincent told reporters at the scouting combine on Wednesday that it's time to rethink the overtime rule. Vincent said the competition committee agrees with him after looking over the data. The scouting combine takes to the field as players start taking part in drills today, hoping to improve their draft stock. Defensive linemen and linebackers will work out in front of NFL personnel today. College hoops last night in the Big Ten. Michigan State down Maryland 58-55. Trey Holloman hit a half-court buzzer beater to win it for the Spartans. They'll host the Badgers on Sunday. Indiana beat Penn State 83-78. Ohio State down to USC 87-82. On the women's side, the Badgers fall to UCLA 91-61. Baseball, the Brewers drop a pair of split squad games yesterday, falling 9-3 to the Dodgers and 7-1 to the Diamondbacks. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning. The wind will back off and the sun will come out later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 40s. Tonight, 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy. We'll get to 50 around midday with temperatures falling through the afternoon. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is sweet and savory with just a hint of smoke. It's amazing. Order some today at grandpa'sbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35. 99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 7:33 on Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. As a reminder, Westfield and Adams Friendship Schools are delayed by 2 hours due to some icy conditions north of us. All that information is always on our Facebook page as well. Here are the Cars, Magic on Max FM.
Summer, summer, summer. It's like a merry-go-round. I see you under the midnight, all shackles and bows. High shoes with the cleats clicking, a check for man of glow.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe. Hey, hey.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. It is 7:41 on Thursday, February 27th, and we're going to celebrate celebrity birthdays. Emily, who do you see on our list today?
Oh, let's see. Chelsea Clinton is 45. So that's one of the Clinton daughters, I believe. So she is 45. So that shows how much time has passed here in the last 20 years. Josh Groban is 44. I know that name. I don't know what he does, but apparently middle-aged women love him. That's the notes that I'm reading here. So, I don't know what he is. He an actor?
He's a singer. And yes, he's got a very good voice. And apparently the women love him as well.
I guess so. I might just be blanking what he looks. I might have to look him up. How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
And then this one, this one I really loved. Rosanda Chili Thomas from TLC. Is 54 today. That kind of blows my mind. Grew up with TLC. Obviously, biggest hits for TLC. No Scrubs, Waterfalls, Unpretty, and Creep. And those are all played constantly on the radio. And they were kind of a couple of those songs that even though they were played a lot, you didn't really get tired of them. They're just still really good. Actually, I know a lot of young people who really, really like TLC yet now. So I appreciate TLC. So happy birthday to Chili Thomas from TLC. What do you see, Dave?
All right. I see Lindsay Morgan is 35, Mickey Ann Walker and Raven on the 100. Jenny J. Wall Farley is 39 years old. This one I was kind of surprised by. K. Mara is 42. We know her as Zoe Barnes on the House of Cards. And she was also Sue Storm on the Fantastic Four reboot. So that one definitely surprised me. And, you know, it's one of those that I remember watching House of Cards. I did not get through that whole series. A couple of notable ones. Joan Woodward is 95, Paul Newman's widow. She also won an Oscar for The Three Faces of Eve. And Ralph Nader turns 91 years young today. So he has been around forever, warning people about the things that were hazardous to their health.
Yes. The other note is funny, too. I didn't think there's really one thing left to worry about. More birthdays. That's a yuck moment for sure.
It is.
Ralph Nader, wow, 91. Yeah, he's been doing stuff for a long time. And maybe that kind of energy just keeps you going, you know, because he's got a lot of it. So who did I see that I wanted to talk about? Oh, Timothy Spall is at 68. Now, I didn't know him as the name of his real self, but the name of his most famous character that he played that I'm aware of is Peter Pettigrew, Voldemort's henchman, Wormtail, and Ron's former rat in the Harry Potter movies. You might also remember him as Winston Churchill in The King's Speech. So he is a fantastic actor, and that character, Wormtail, I mean, he just, you know, I've read the books, I've seen all the movies, you know, many, many times, and he just really emulates what they tried to do with that character. So happy birthday to good old Peter Pettigrew via Timothy Spall.
Yes, most definitely. And there was one other birthday I wanted to mention in here, and this one is also some of the artists you obviously hear is Paul Humphrey's 65, OMD, also known as Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. You know, if you leave from Pretty in Pink soundtrack, you know what I'm talking about. So some great musical birthdays there today.
Absolutely, absolutely. You got a local birthday? We're going to mention a few more celebrities.
Nope. You can go ahead and go with the local birthday if you like.
All right. Yeah, for sure. Let's see. Local birthday, Angela Witsack. Happy birthday, Angela. It's going to be a crazy windy day, but it's going to be warmer than it should be in February. So I bet you're going to have a wonderful birthday, Angela. Happy birthday to you and enjoy.
Yes, and Angela does so much in our community, so thank you to her. Happy birthday to her. I'm going to say that she is celebrating it proudly. She even mentioned how old she is. I'm not going to do it, but happy birthday, Angela. We hope you have a great day. If you see her out and about, make sure you wish her a happy birthday today. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:10. We're going to talk about the new Alexa features.
Oh, boy. Oh, looking forward to this. There should be a lot of debate and controversy upcoming here in the next few minutes. So,
I've taught you a few things about Alexa. Probably not the good things, but you know.
I look forward to that. We'll talk about Alexa here in about 15 minutes.
Sounds good. We'll see you then. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Stepping on in next will be the one, the only, the Ben Bromley. We're going to talk about why weekends are best in Baraboo. That is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25, your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
Good morning to the one, the only, Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce. Ben, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Dave. Good morning to you.
Yes, the sun is starting to peek out this morning. I'm looking outside the studio window here this morning, and the sun came out just a few moments ago, or you stepped in. We're not sure which one it was. But...
Oh, tough call. Could be either one.
Definitely. Well, we're glad to have you join us today. We have not heard you in like a whole week on the air now because obviously basketball season is now into playoff season, so you'll be back with us next Tuesday for that.
Exactly right. The boys are going to get a home game coming up and hopefully kickstart a playoff run.
Let's hope so. It's going to be definitely a tough run. They're playing number 11 seeded Portage on Tuesday night, and the winner of that will take on the number 3 seed Milwaukee Lutheran.
Right, on the road, no less.
Yeah, so very tough schedule ahead. We'll see how that goes. You'll be on the call for that game Tuesday night. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's talk about the things happening in the Bear Brew area this weekend. We're wrapping up February and cruising right into March.
Yes, we are starting our last event of the month. That's going to be tomorrow night. Actually, you know, before I even get to that, let me back up. There actually is an event tonight people might like to know about. Cab Theater is putting on an event. It's called Yes. Cab Crickets. Basically, it's a storytelling performance. Several people, including yours truly, will be telling brief stories, some of them amusing, some of them dramatic, at Kanamichi. That's going to start at 7 p.m., so give people a head start with their weekend tonight at the wine bar.
So stop on over. You can also see Ben in person tonight.
Live in concert.
Yes.
Now we'll spin forward to our last event on the calendar for the month. It's Blue Eyed Soul. They're going to be performing classics from the Righteous Brothers, Hall & Oates, Michael McDonald, that era of pop music. That's going to be at Legacy Dinner Theater. Two shows for you, one at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon and the other at 7 p.m.
Going to be a great show, so if you have, don't get your tickets. Go over and get them now. I have a feeling that'll be a very close to sold-out event.
Yeah, they're doing well out there, bringing in lots of tribute acts, and they're keeping our calendar full.
Yes, they are. What else is going on Saturday?
Well, Dave, like you mentioned, it's time to gear up, get ready for March. We've got some live music. It's March 1st on Saturday. Bob McNerlin will be performing at Broken Bottle Winery Saturday afternoon from 1:30 until 4:30. Mark Lemire will be performing at Balanced Rock Winery Saturday from 3 until 5:30. And we want to let people know that Jose's is having its annual anniversary party. And, of course, Jose is a favorite. And his restaurant will be offering specials from 4 to 8 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. They're also going to have live mariachi music. Now, Dave, take it easy with this, but the flyer says free tequila shots.
What?
Watch yourself.
Oh. Oh, boy, I think I know where I'm going to go this weekend.
and they're going to be handing out some tamales as well, along with their usual great food and incredible service.
So happy 13th anniversary to Jose's. I mean, they're a mainstay in this community, and we appreciate them being here.
No question. One last thing for you on Saturday. We're going to go back to Legacy Dinner Theater. Echoes of Pompeii will be performing Saturday night. This is a Pink Floyd tribute group. That's going to be at 7 p.m. at Legacy Dinner Theater.
Ooh, that'll be good as well.
We know that the Pink Floyd music and tributes have been popular in this area. I'm sure that'll be well received.
Yes, indeed. Now we have a few things going on Sunday as well.
I'll let you talk about
one, and I'll talk about the other.
I'm going to selfishly take the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast as a proud Kiwanian. This is one of our annual fundraisers. We're going to have our pancake breakfast at Baraboo High School from 8 a.m. until noon on Sunday. Only $7 for adults. What are we charging? $5 for or $3 for kids? Great. Oh, it's a steal.
It is. And you get sausage, eggs, and pancakes for
and
$7.
And we're not charging an egg surcharge, Dave.
I was just going to say that. I was just going to ask you about that, Ben.
No worries there. You're
yes.
up.
Yes. All right. So again, then, what does that help support, Ben?
Oh, sure. Well, Kiwanis, of course, we support lots of community causes, but our big signature project is the Riverwalk. We're always looking to expand and beautify the Riverwalk. Also, we support scholarships to the Boys and Girls Club, also scholarships for Baraboo High School grads. We support all kinds of activities around the community.
And we appreciate that. So again, that's this Sunday, March 2nd, 8 a.m. to noon. Go get breakfast, very inexpensive breakfast, and support a great cause all at the same time.
You bet.
And then the one I'm going to mention that's coming up this Sunday, and 99.7 Max FM is proud to be a sponsor of this. The Bear Brew Area Senior Center is going to have their final benefit concert to help support the Bear Brew Outdoor Pool. Tickets for that are just $30. That is this Sunday, March 2nd, 1 p.m. at the Bear Brew Arts Center. Molly B. is going to join us, and she always puts on a fantastic show. So you get to get entertained and help support the Baraboo Public Pool. So if you have an opportunity, you want to get out and see a great show, stop on over and see that. 99.7 Max FM is proud to be a premier sponsor of that event.
Very nice. Appreciate that, Dave.
You bet. Anything else you want to add, Ben?
Those are the highlights. Get ready for March. Here it comes.
Yes, it does. And you'll be back with us next Thursday. And we're going to talk about everything that's happening next weekend. I can kind of see a few things going on already. Looks like it's going to be another great weekend in the Baraboo area.
Always, Dave. Always.
Yes, it is, Ben. Thank you so much. We hope you have a great rest of the day.
Same to you. Thanks so much, Dave.
You are welcome. Weekends Are Best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here, ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun. At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with the family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the fun zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pizza Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Touch you twice.